Okay, it is step eight, and we are talking about the third eye chakra. This is the one you've been waiting for. This is the one that connects you to your intuition and to your clairvoyancy. As you move through your body, you're getting closer to the communication with the divine, because the third eye controls our ability to see the big picture and to connect your intuition. So think of it as the eye or the window to the soul. It registers information beyond the surface level. So visions and intuitive hits are not uncommon with someone for an open third eye chakra. So if your third eye, you're probably going to go to it and find it's been closed for a very long time. But when you go to your third eye, which is just in between your eyebrows, right, obviously above your nose, some people see it on their forehead. That's where I see it, is right there, middle of my forehead. When you open up that chakra, whoo-wee, imagine that you were seeing spirit when you were feeling before it was even open. Then you get to open it. So some people call it the brow chakra. It controls intuition, imagination, and wisdom. Its mantra is, "I'm open to exploring what cannot be seen." The color for me is purple. I have always seen this as a beautiful, bright, vibrant purple. The element is light. The stone is amethyst. And when does it develop? Here's the kicker: 36 to 42 years old. Do you know how many of my students are middle-aged and they come to me and they say, "How can I be in my 50s and just realizing this? How can I be in my 40s and just figuring this out?" Because you're starting to really develop. You're starting to really understand, oh, I get it. This is where it's supposed to be open. This is where I'm supposed to be receiving. This is how this was supposed to happen all the way along. That third eye. And what I do is always visualize my third eye opening and seeing myself sitting sort of in my mind's eye, looking out on a big projector and seeing the comfort of myself being there, connecting with my guides and my angels, and really just allowing that spiritual energy to flow. Your third eye can also be visualized as a movie screen and see things playing out in front of it. If your third eye is blocked, you could be someone who suffers a lot of migraines or headaches. You could be someone who really is just sort of connecting on a deeper level, but not being able to fully see. So you hear things or you feel things, but you're unable to see them. Why can't I see spirit? Because you've got to get that third eye really clean, really clear, and really open. I hope that makes sense. We've got one more chakra we're going to, and that's the crown. Talk to you on step nine.